Game of Thrones is on tonight.
Yep.
I can't fucking
you
wait.
You are correct.
That is correct. Quick, name that movie.
Tommy Boy?
It is Chris Farley that said it. That's why you said Tommy Boy, but it's not Tommy Boy. It's not even technically a Chris Farley movie.
That is correct. But I can't remember what movie it was. Tommy Boy's just the first one that came to mind.
Right before that, Adam Sandler says, like a year. Like 1532. He's like, that is correct. And then he takes his shirt off and then like rubs his nipples and shit because it was Billy Madison.
Oh.
And he was helping him study.
That is correct.
Because his girlfriend stopped.
Snack packs, you're the coolest.
So he got him to do it and he actually made it all the way with him, but with his girlfriend he didn't.
What a bitch.
So you didn't get to see her boobies, but you got to see Chris Farley's boobies.
What a bitch.
That's the same chick that played Sonya in the original Mortal Kombat movie.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Hot blonde from the 90s. I'm sure you all remember.
She wasn't that hot.
She was pretty
hot. She was cute.
She was super hot. Especially back then.
She was cute.
Especially as Sonya.
Yeah, she had a cute body. Her face was not hot. Like, if I
me?
Was... What?
Are you kidding me? That Veronica Vaughn. that was her name in the movie. Also a Chris Farley quote. Intro! It would have already been playing.
Yeah.
Because, like, as soon as I said intro, boom.
Give him the dress one fucking time, and all of a sudden,
hello and welcome to Jay and Mark number 18. Is that what this is? I think so.
I don't know. It's been so fucking long.
It has. It's been a very long time, and I apologize.
Yep.
This guy's been busy. Don't yep me.
No, I came prepared for my punishment, and...
Today you did. But that, your punishment was given to you like...
A month ago.
Longer than that.
It was a fucking while ago.
I've been doing Western Jesus episodes this whole
time. I know.
Because your bitch ass can't get over here.
Bullshit.
Whatever. Anyway. Welcome to episode number 18. We have returned. The prodigal son has returned. And
that is correct.
Again, this is Jay and Mark number 18.
Yep.
On Matt Archer Media.
Yep.
Facebook.com/MattArcherMedia.
Yep.
Unless you want the audio versions, you should go to MattArcherMedia.bandcamp.com. That is where you can get all audio versions of our podcasts. And if you're watching this, you're probably watching it on YouTube, so you already know Matt Archer Media on YouTube.
Yep.
You have anything you'd like to discuss this episode, sir? It's been a while, so I'm sure that you probably have quite a few things built up.
Well,
ready to go.
I feel really close to Brett right now.
Oh yeah, because you're sitting on the very chair that his
naked and afraid bottom was. I kind of want to pull my pants down, but I'm not going to.
Which is weird because you've never even met the man.
I know.
Which we think we need to change in the future.
He's a pretty funny son of a bitch, though.
No, Brett's my dude.
He was cracking me up.
Brett's a good guy.
Yeah.
We love you, Brett, for watching.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know you, but he loves you anyway.
Yeah.
He's a big fan.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of your tits.
Yeah, I like your tits. I like your tits.
He likes your Miggy as well.
hot dog.
hello, Miggy, by the way. Hello to Doug, everybody, whoever may be watching. Nick, Jesse, George, Pete,
Walt,
Dave. Walt. I don't know if Dave watches.
Heisenberg, Tuco.
We need to get Dave on a podcast. You don't know Dave, but hello, everyone.
Hello.
What, did you have something that you were going to say other than the bread thing? No?
No.
All right. Well, I guess you've been doing a lot of nothing lately. Game of Thrones. We both love Game of Thrones. What have you been thinking of the season so far?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yep.
Jon Snow came back.
He certainly did.
Last time we spoke about it, he hadn't yet.
I recently, well, and I was telling you this earlier, I recently found out that him and the Wildling girl are a couple in real life. Yeah. And
are they still, or were they just for a...
No, they still are.
Oh, wow, good for him, because she's cute.
She, now, she is hot.
Yes.
You put her against Miss Veronica Vaughn, and...
That Veronica Vaughn is one... hot piece of ash. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with it, but
no, her name's Ygritte on the show, though. Ygritte.
Ygritte?
Yeah, like Ygritte, I believe.
Ygritte?
Whatever. Anyway, that's her name. I don't know her name in real life, but she is very cute. Very
I know she was naked in the one episode, and good freaking Lord.
I had
a boner for like a week.
Jesus, I think you're supposed to see a doctor if it's anything longer than like 4 hours, and that's if you're on
Viagra. If it's longer than 4 hours, I'm bragging. I'm not going to a doctor. I'm going to find something else to put it in.
A watermelon, apparently, in the microwave. People do that all the time.
You can do that?
Supposedly. I've heard it in many a movie and TV show.
A watermelon in a microwave?
Yeah, like not too hot or you burn yourself, I guess, but... Or there's this thing they make in prison called a fifi, I believe. You know what that is?
No.
The one time my friend Tyler told me back in the day was we went to the Stark County Jail for a field trip and just walked through the place, took like a tour, walked through the cells and shit with like all the like inmates and shit in there. They were yelling at us. We went through the women's section and the one girl was like getting ready to strip for us. She's like, oh, all the little kitties are here. I better start taking my clothes off. She said something like that. And started to, and then the guard had to, like, put her in line. Anyway, he told me that one of the inmates in there told him that about a fifi, what a fifi is. And apparently he described it as a Pringle can with, like, bubble wrap and a glove and shit or something like that. Or, like, I don't know what it was, but it involved a Pringles can... I think bubble wrap in a fucking rubber glove. Are you going to write it down? I'm sure you can look it up on the internet, but I just thought it was so funny.
Pringles
that he
can,
was,
bubble wrap.
I believe the story because it was either the truth or Tyler just did this on his own one day or something and passed it off as it. But because it was a very detailed description from what I remember. But yeah. I mean, I'm sure you can write. You've seen those like fleshlight things before, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, all that is just like soft rubber that you lube up and
put your penis in.
Yeah, like I mean, it's all physics and like friction and shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you could probably create.
I'm getting turned on.
Sorry.
Let's talk about something.
I don't
want
to be the reason you're turned on. That makes me feel weird.
Anyways.
But yes, Ygritte is hot. You had a boner for a week. That's how we got there.
It was probably for a while, yeah. I don't know if it was quite a week, but...
But she isn't even in the new season, so you just brought her up.
Well, no, she died.
She's hot. Yeah, she died 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah. What else, like, you have been...
No, just...
You love it so much, I figured you'd be gushing over it. Ew, that's weird.
Giggity. No, I've just been... Just been working hard.
I understand.
Not hardly working.
No.
Not hardly working. He just had something to say.
I guess so. Hey.
Oh, so cool. Yeah. No, I think the season's starting off or it's fantastic. I'm excited for it. I know it's on again tonight. I know I don't seem that way, but pretty excited.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I like where it's going. Ned, they keep showing visions that Bran's having of Ned when he was younger. And they've been showing. The last thing we saw of that, Ned was heading up the stairs of the Tower of Joy. You heard a woman screaming.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably about to see where Jon Snow came from. Because he's heading up the Tower of Joy. You know what I'm talking about? That fight they had right outside that tower before Ned goes up those stairs.
Yeah.
Bran fucking says, Dad. And he stops and hears him for a second or something. At least that's what
I got from it. Well, he thought that he heard him. But.
Yeah. But you hear a woman screaming, which is most likely Lyanna Stark possibly having Jon Snow.
Maybe we'll find
out. Or getting raped.
Maybe we'll find out tonight, which I won't find out till tomorrow.
If that's the case. If that's what it is. But
that's what
everything is pointing towards that.
Yeah.
So.
I guess we'll find out tomorrow. Maybe. I'll find out tomorrow. I get to watch it for free. I don't have to pay for HBO anymore.
Awesome.
Yeah. We bought a Fire Stick. And it was unlocked. And we paid a lot of money for it. And then found out that if you just buy the Fire Stick normally, you can unlock it yourself. So
are you incriminating yourself right now?
I don't give a fuck. Mm.
So yes, you are. Maybe. Cool. No, I have to do it the old-fashioned way, unfortunately.
Well, it's kind of the same way, though.
No, it is. It really is. I stream
rather
it.
Than,
you stream it.
Yeah,
you
rather
just do
than,
it through a different
Yeah,
service.
Rather than downloading it onto the computer and then watching it on there, it, through the Fire Stick, it is connected to the internet, so it just scans all these different sources, and then it gives you a bunch of different options on which one to play.
So
and it says, low, medium, high quality, and then you
so
just
it's not
click
actually
on it
provided. This is an Amazon product.
No. Well, it's, yes. It's the Amazon Fire Stick.
Okay, that's
but
what
it's
I mean.
It's unlocked, and it's got a program on
so
there.
So it's got all kinds of bonus shit. Shit that the Fire Stick doesn't normally have.
Right.
That's cool.
A bunch of illegal downloading things.
I gotcha.
But I didn't do it, so I don't care. I'm just
But basically what it does
taking
is
advantage of it.
It provides all that Amazon bullshit.
Yeah,
that comes
I can
with
watch.
It, but it also goes other to other sources.
Yeah,
and provides that to them as well.
Yeah, it's
so is it all in one thing or do you have to go to these other sources on this thing? You have kind of on my PlayStation. There's Netflix, there's YouTube, there's Hulu.
Yeah,
or is it all just one thing and it's all just
it's
there?
It's well a little bit. So anyway, it's you plug it in. And when you plug it in, you got to log into your Amazon, and it basically sets everything up for you. But then you go into settings, and then that's kind of where they hide the program.
Okay.
And you go to the program and you click it, and it's basically like the Amazon or the Netflix or Hulu. You just go into the program and you search for whatever you're looking for, and then it scans the internet. And finds,
oh, wow.
It finds that program that you want to watch, and it'll show Game of Thrones 2000 whatever year it started. You click on that, and then it gives you all the seasons, every single season, every single episode, and then you click on the season you want to watch, and it gives you.
No, I got you. It's basically
episode one, episode two, episode three,
four. Couch Tuner or. One Channel or any of those websites you go to and you can stream all the shit you want to watch.
But it's basically pulling the information
but
from those.
It's on a little hard drive that plugs in.
It looks just like a little flash drive
that
you plug right into
man.
Your computer.
That's insane.
Or your TV, I mean.
Think about that, though. think about, like, now everything is stored on little zip drives. Mm-hmm. This shit is, like, this big. Some of them even smaller. Some of them are just, like, fucking little cards, tiny little cards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back in the day, to store digital information like that, or any kind of information like that, they had to have, like, entire fucking warehouses full of just a giant computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, like, the first, like, versions of storing, like, analog music and shit was on, like, records.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was fucking huge.
Yeah.
Now, after that, they go to, like, cassette tape, or, like, 8 tracks, which is slightly more compact. Sounds shittier, but slightly more compact. Then they go to, like, cassette tapes. Then 80s come around, they get, like, CDs and shit. MP3 play, like, it's all... Yeah.
It's crazy.
Half the shit, you can't even play on something. Because you don't have the machines anymore to play it, so...
Right.
Like, who do you know that has a fucking 8-track player?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Eric Foreman.
Yeah. A fictional character. Like, I have a VCR, you know what I mean? That'll play VHS tapes, but how many people you know that still have a VCR? Probably a few people still. It hasn't been that long. Yeah, Dad's still taping shit off television when he has a DVR that he doesn't even know. I'm just kidding, Dad. I love you.
But no, yeah, you're right. Something as small as this, you can plug in and access the world, basically.
Yeah, dude, shit.
I mean, literally.
Shit that you couldn't fit on stuff. Like, remember floppy disks?
Yep, I do remember floppy
disks. Remember those big plastic ones they'd always give you at school for yep. Mac? They were like, they were literally floppy. Like, floppy disks weren't floppy at all, but these fucking black things were.
Yep, I do remember those.
And, yeah, you could barely fit anything on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could fit almost nothing on there now. Yeah. That is so tiny compared to this tiny thing.
Right. Well,
that can store, like, half your computer's.
And if you want to go even further, like you said, you've got an entire warehouse full of computer that's just storage space, and you're talking 25, 30 years ago to now, you can do the exact same thing from this.
Yep.
Yep. Everything that it took.
You needed a whole fucking media center to do all this shit, and now it's all in one app on your phone.
Yep. It's crazy.
It's insane. Yep. Like, there's been, I think it's been like 80 different formats of video over time. 80 different formats of video.
Really?
And that's, I'm talking like
from
for people who
film
don't know what I mean.
All the way up to digital?
Yeah. Like from like just celluloid film, you know what I mean? Like what they shoot movies on. Like, well, now they do digital too, but to like reel to reel type shit and like, like VHS, like all those different laser discs, all those different crazy forms of formats of video that were out there that people could buy and like have and shit. There's been 80 different kinds. And I think damn near 75% of them, I think was the, because I watched a documentary and this is where I'm getting this information. It's called Side by Side. It's really good. It's actually hosted and narrated by Keanu Reeves. Really good movie.
I love him.
Side by Side's really good. Anyway, but like I think it was like 70 some percent of them, there's not even machines anymore to play them. That's why film is so important to a lot of people, because film will, as long as it's taken care of, will last forever. All you have to do is shine light through it and you can watch it. Like, the whole fucking world could go up, but if this little film canister was untouched in the ground or something and aliens find it, they could get a fucking glimpse of what the world was like
Which, if you think about it, it's kind of crazy because
the machines are gone and shit. That data's gone forever.
Right.
That never existed, really, if you think about it.
And that's kind of where I'm going with this. If you think about it, everyone gets so excited about all this new technology with, just as an example, even the camera that's looking at us right now.
This is digital.
It's all digital. Mm-hmm. So if that thing runs out of power, this whole video is gone. if
not so much. There's backup. There's a hard drive built into this camera, so it's backing it up. Anything I got is there, but it's going to stop just like a tape would, and you still have it.
But you'll never see it without power.
Early versions of like digital cameras and stuff like that, you would lose all your information if that shit just went ape shit or died on you. You could possibly lose like everything you just got.
Well, what I'm talking about though is if say the apocalypse happened. Whatever happened. There's no power.
Yeah.
All that's gone. And like you're talking about with film, you could literally, as long as you shine light through it, you can look at it.
Well, even, it's not even a matter of power. There could be power. If you don't have the machine it takes to play that specific type of digital information, you can't play it.
Right. It's gone.
Like, imagine if no one on the earth knew how to make or what a VCR was, but they found fucking Star Wars on VHS. I was like, what is this? I want to see this. You know what I mean?
And then they watch it and think it's real. And
they can't. They could never watch it. To them, just a fucking piece of something that has a cool picture on it and a cool description. Like,
right.
Film, just shine a light through it, and you'll see the movements with every different frame and shit. Like, you might, depending on the capabilities they have and shit, maybe there's sound, you can get sound off this fucking whatever, but like, it's still there.
Right. What was, trying to think what the dude's name was from Napoleon Dynamite, the brother?
Kip.
Where he sang the song at his wedding. I love technology.
Oh, yeah.
Not as much as you see. But I still love technology.
You know, that movie...
Always and forever.
What has it been? Fucking at least 15 years since that movie came out?
Probably.
I still don't know how I feel about that movie.
I love that fucking movie.
I mean, funny.
You remember the first time we watched it?
Hated it.
The very first time you and I watched it together, and it was over.
I said, I feel dumber now having watched that movie.
And then we watched it again and we laughed our fucking ass.
Yeah, the second viewing was much better than the first. Because I think we were just, the hype was so big. Everyone was talking about that movie.
It was over and we were like, what the fuck did we just watch?
I was like, that is not nearly as good as everyone made it out to be. And I still kind of feel that way. I do. Like, really, it's not a great movie. It's just unlike anything you had ever seen at the time. And there was a lot of funny moments. But it was really the only reason that movie was funny in most cases is because you were making fun of that person.
Right.
Like, you were laughing at that person.
Right.
And, I mean, for me, I found that movie as funny as I did because I found a lot of those characters in that movie to be relatable because I feel like I knew those people.
Yeah.
Like, I know people like those people.
Right.
They reminded me of people. So, like, that's what it was, I think. That made me enjoy the movie to the extent that I did. But, like, watching it today, I'm just like, this movie's so fucking goofy and stupid. But there are some really funny parts. I will laugh every time Uncle Rico says,
bet you I can throw that football over that man.
Yep, every single time. And when fucking Napoleon slaps Kip out of nowhere, I laughed hysterically. Even the first time I watched the movie. That was, like, the only funny part of the movie for me.
Turn it off! Turn it off! Turn it off!
That was the time good. Machine. That was all right, yeah. Do you remember a lot more about it than I do? You must watch it more often than I.
Actually, I haven't seen it in a while, but...
I remember I was pissed, too, because the first time I saw it, I bought Anchorman and Garden State and that movie. I bought all three of those movies at once because I think I had just gotten paid or something. And we watched Anchorman, laughed our asses off. I was like, all right, let's watch
that Napoleon Dynamite. That was a great
Dynamite. Movie. Yeah. And then we watched Napoleon Dynamite, and that's when it happened, but... I bought it, and I hated it the first time. I was like, man, what a fucking wait, because DVDs were like $20 back then.
Right. Did you know that the line, 60% of the time, it works every time, was completely improv'd?
I believe it.
Paul Rudd improv'd that because he was trying, the way I read it, Will Ferrell, he improv'd a lot of that movie, too.
I'm pretty sure 90% of that movie was improv'd.
Well, Will Ferrell was improvising a lot of stuff in that movie, And I guess they would have to do retakes constantly because he would say something and everyone would just crack up. And Paul Rudd was the worst. He was constantly breaking character and just laughing.
I believe it, dude. Cause...
So he was trying to get Will Ferrell to break character and make him laugh. So when he was talking about Sex Panther, he said, when he said 60% of the time it works every time, he expected Will Ferrell to break character and laugh, but he didn't. He stayed in character and just said, that doesn't even make sense.
So it totally worked. It
and
just
it
worked.
Backfired, and then Paul Rudd broke character and started laughing.
That's great.
And they ended up leaving it in.
No, that's, I totally believe that, because there's actually like a whole another movie based around all the deleted scenes from the first movie. So like, they took portions of the actual movie and all the deleted scenes that they had and mixed them together, and it's like a totally different movie.
Really?
It's almost like a sequel to it, or like a sister movie, like just another story of them in that time.
Is that
period.
Online?
Actually, yeah, that's where I saw it. It's on YouTube somewhere, maybe still. When I saw it, the whole movie was on there. It was in good quality. It's basically a bonus feature on, like, the Blu-ray and DVD. So if you just buy it, you'll have it, I think. But it's like, I forget what it's called. I'll look it up, actually. But it's like Anchorman, The Legend of something. Maybe it's called The Legend of Ron. What was the first? It was just called Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Right.
It was that, but it had, like, another, like, subtitle.
The Legend of Ron Burgundy. Outtakes.
I don't know. I can't find it, but it might be called like The Ballad of Ron Burgundy or something like that. All I know is they made a movie out of all the deleted scenes with it, and it had a lot of the same scenes in it, but the way they did the storyline and everything, it was like a whole different story. There was different narration over it. Like, there were scenes that weren't in there that were in the movie but weren't in this one, and like they put completely different scenes that were like the same scene but different scenario happened. Like, it was just crazy. Almost like there was so much improv that they changed the story of the movie to fit all the improv.
Right.
And then just like, well, here's what the movie kind of was going to be like, you know what I mean? Because we shot this stuff too. Like, because a lot of it was completely unrelated to the other movie.
Yeah. Hey, so. Brick killed a guy.
Brick's probably my favorite guy in the movie, honestly. And he says...
Yeah, Brick, you might want to lay low for a while.
I killed a guy with a trident. It was with a trident. But yeah, I forget how we even got on that subject.
I don't know.
Honestly.
Movies. Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah, I bought Napoleon Dynamite and
technology.
Anchorman and Garden State all at the same time. Because I think they all came
Ninja
out
Turtles.
Like on the same day. It was probably like a Best Buy Tuesday type deal.
Oh, I miss Best Buy Tuesdays.
I don't think it was with Dad, but it was. I was probably at Best Buy on a Tuesday. But yeah, Best Buy Tuesday with Dad was always fun.
Yeah.
Saw many a movie
yep.
because of it.
Oh.
You watching any new show, or what shows do we actually watch that are similar? I know we both watch Game of Thrones. Walking Dead's not on.
Nope. Well, we're way behind on Fear the Walking Dead at my house, so.
I haven't watched any of it past, like, the first two episodes.
I will say that this season is definitely more interesting and better than the first season.
Yeah.
I thought the first season sucked. Second season... It's definitely better, but it's just not The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And it's not the same.
I gotcha.
So we're trying to stick with it, but I think we're like two or three episodes behind. But and then Arrow, we started watching Arrow and
oh yeah, you like Arrow?
I do like Arrow, but well, by the time I get home from work and Jen gets home from work and we sit down at the TV to watch anything, once we're done watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and Peppa Pig and all the stuff that Mackenzie likes to watch.
You watch Peppa Pig?
Kenzie loves Peppa Pig right now.
Fucking, what exactly What exactly is that?
It's because
I know somebody that's associated with that.
It's Mommy Pig, Daddy Pig, Peppa Pig, and Baby Pig.
No, I get that they're pigs. I'm just saying, like, is it like a live action thing? Or
no,
like
it's a cartoon.
Really? Because there's a girl I went to high school with, and she does, like, some weird show. Like, she travels all over and, like, performs and, like...
Oh, really?
This weird thing, and it's something to do with Peppa Pig.
Now, Peppa Pig is a Nick Jr. cartoon. Very shittily done, if that's even a word.
Really?
But it's
I thought
not,
that's what it was. It might be something else, but it's something very, very similar, if that's not it.
I don't know. Maybe it's like a kid's show, like traveling show. I don't know. But because they do that shit with like Lion King and all that stuff, they do the traveling.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Like Broadway style shows, but I don't see why they would do a Peppa Pig is just fucking stupid, but kids love it, and Mackenzie goes fucking crazy. And she, oh my god, she's learned how to operate my tablet now, and we got her.
Kids these days, man.
I know, she's not even 2 fucking years old.
Dude,
and
Callie was
doing
that shit like.
She knows
years
exactly
ago.
How to navigate her Kindle Fire that we got her specifically.
Yeah.
So that she can watch her shows while mommy and daddy watch the big screen. But not even 2 years old, and she'll go, and we'll hand it to her, and then she'll get on there, and she'll navigate to exactly what she wants, and it's always swipe, 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 there's Peppa Pig, push the button, or tap it, Peppa Pig comes up, she scrolls up, she goes to the episode, clicks on that, and then just sits there and watches it.
Shit, dude.
And
kids.
Fucking loves Peppa Pig. And if Peppa Pig goes away... And daddy tries to bring up anything else, and he goes, oh, don't, daddy will fix it. And I go to a different show, I could go to something completely wrong, Alvin and the Chipmunks or something, and she just freaks out until I get it back to Peppa Pig. But it's the dumbest, it's like worse than fucking Teletubbies. It's stupid.
I guess I'll take your word for it.
It's stupid, but
I'll probably
she
never
loves
see
it. She loves it, and it keeps her... occupied to the point where she's being good, and for that reason, I'll allow it.
It makes sense though that kids are so good with like tablets and stuff like that because it's all just repetitive. As long as you do the same shit all the time, you can do the same shit all the time.
Right. She was on Jen's tablet. Jen had. What was it? Amazon Prime on there, and she had our credit card information in there so that, you know, if there was something she wanted to order, she could just click it and order whatever. And she had it on there, so she had downloaded a couple seasons of whatever cartoon it was for Kenzie so she could watch them. And then Jen got her bank statement.
Ooh.
And noticed that Kenzie also learned how to press the buy now button.
Oh.
And there was like entire seasons of cartoon shows.
Well, she's got tons
in
of
the amount of like $180.
Damn.
Yeah, Jen came to me and she's like, "Well, no more tablet for Kenzie, and I can't make my car payment this month."
Damn.
I was like, oh shit! But they were cool about it. She called and they reversed all of it and took it back off.
Oh, cool! I was about to say, "Damn, dude, she just got like a shit ton of cartoons." But
she did too. She got a whole bunch of them. But anyway, I realize this probably isn't very interesting for most people. So,
no, I mean,
go ahead,
I
change the topic.
No, it's cool. I mean, honestly, I don't really know where to go. I mean, I'm pretty unprepared.
Hell,
I know
you can
we've
go
had,
to hell.
We've had 2 months and shit. Thanks, but we've had 2 months and shit. But I'm still very unprepared. I've been doing other things.
No, and I have been too. So we apologize.
We do.
But I have been very busy with work, and that's why I haven't been over here as often. But
me as well.
I do know there's been several times where I said, "Are we podcasting?" and he had other things to do. So
that
don't
is not
let him bullshit you.
Fucking true at all.
Yeah, he was doing his.
That is not
his
true.
Western Jesus and getting naked and afraid with Brett and.
That is not true. That is simply not true.
That is absolutely true. Underneath this video, scroll down and you'll see lots of other videos that were made.
Because he was not here. Fine. Someone else was available on days I was available.
You know what? You know what? It's fine. I'm used to getting blamed at home. I might as well get blamed here too.
He's so full of shit. On this instance. Anyway, he may get blamed on shit at home, but have you seen anything about that show Reaper? Or not Reaper, Preacher?
No. Oh, I did see another show I started watching.
What's that?
It's a Hulu original called The Path.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got Jesse from Breaking Bad.
No, you told me about it. I haven't started watching it.
Dude. Just
because there's
it's so much. Really friggin' good.
I've heard it's good. I like Aaron Paul, the guy. Jesse Pinkman, the guy who plays Jesse Pinkman.
I guess I'm one episode behind now. But I honestly didn't expect it to be very good because I felt like going into it I was always going to see him as Jesse Pinkman. Mm-hmm. And just this punk kid, you know, whatever. But after the first like couple episodes, he plays a dad to this teenager and, you know, husband, but they're in this like religious group. And it's very much like a Scientology type of group that he's in.
So it's like a cult.
And well, yeah, but he's like, he gets to this point where it basically the group saved his life and got him back on the right path.
Okay.
That's where he met his wife. Him and his wife had their child, who's, you know, a teenager now. So he's been in this group for a while, but he's starting to question things. And long story short, it's not really going very well for him. Mm. Because at one point he wanted to try and get out, but he knew that his wife would never leave this group.
She was real deep into that shit.
What's that?
His wife is like real deep into it.
Yeah, she's like kind of higher up. And she's like a doctor, so to speak.
Yeah.
One of the people that basically get in there and like brainwash these people. But it's, they even make a couple references in the show to Scientology saying that it's not Scientology, but from everything I know about Scientology at this point, that's basically what it sounds like.
Gotcha.
And
so it's
an awesome show though, but it's the first season is about him being in this group and how it basically saved his life. And then he started a family, and then now he's wanting to get out.
Spoiler there.
And, well,
after the fact,
the leader of this group basically found out what he's doing, and now people are starting to die and disappear, and things are starting to happen. It's really fucking good. So if you get a chance, it's on Hulu.
It's like a kind of like a conspiracy element to it.
Yes. It's on Hulu. If you get a chance,
watch it.
It's
called The Path. That makes sense. Like, yeah, the name makes sense.
If you get a chance, watch it. It's really good.
Because
I think
I'll
you'd really
get
dig
to it.
It
pops up all the time. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. And then when he travels to New Mexico and runs into Heisenberg, it's fucking weird. But no, I'm just kidding. But no, the show's really good. It's really good. I expected it to not be that great, but the writing is fantastic.
I imagine. Hulu's got some good shit from what I hear.
Yeah.
As well as Netflix.
And then that one with, what the fuck is his name? I can never remember his name. There's another one. It's called 1120 something or other.
Oh, the James Franco
thing. Franco.
About going back in time and stopping the assassination.
I haven't seen all of it yet, but that's pretty good.
No, too. I heard that's really good, actually. I'll start watching that, because that's like a mini. That's only like six episodes or something, isn't
it? I think it's eight.
Is it eight?
Yeah.
And then it's done?
I've seen like four, maybe five of the episodes, but I was doing other things during like the fourth and fifth episode.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of lost, but I'll just go back. But what I've seen so far is really good.
No, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, you'll have to check it out.
I'll have to check it out.
Sure. You should. You know what you should
both
do?
Both of them.
You know what you should do?
Check them out?
Yeah,
I will.
Check them out.
Yeah. Hey, you as well.
I will.
You.
Oh, you. check them out.
It's a random topic for you, sir. What would you say is the best movie sequel of all time? Like, out of all movies, what would you say? I guess that's a very broad question. But
yeah, I can tell you what I believe to be the worst movie sequel.
Okay, we'll go with that then.
Which is going to be very surprising to you, I think, because of how much you know I loved the first one.
Okay.
Boondock Saints 2. I thought it was fucking ridiculous.
You didn't like Boondock Saints 2?
I think they tried way too hard, and with all the hype and all the build-up behind it, I thought it was a huge disappointment. I don't think it was bad. I think it was disappointing.
Well, I mean, I would say that it was disappointing in a sense. It wasn't as good as the first one, but I liked it. I liked where it was headed, especially towards the end.
I think it was
okay. Do you think that's the worst movie sequel ever?
No. Well, did I say worst? I did say worst. Yeah. Okay, I don't think it's the worst, but I think it was pretty bad.
Damn. All right, well, the question was the worst.
But I loved the first one.
No, yeah, the first one's a classic.
The first one. The second one, I think they tried way too hard to
recreate the first.
Right, and to accommodate all of their fans, and I think they missed the mark completely.
No, the second one wasn't as good as the first one, for sure. But I did like the second one, especially the ending. The ending is what I liked the most about it, because I liked where it was going. Like, it set you up for the third one, and the third one sounded like it was going to be really fucking good.
I think the best movie sequel would probably be The Lion King 2. Return of the Lion Guard.
Is that really what it is?
No.
I was about to say, because there was a Lion King 2, but it was...
No, it was...
Not that. It was about Simba's son.
Yeah, The Lion Guard is a Disney cartoon now.
Oh.
About, I believe, Simba's son. But anyway.
I think there was a TV show like that, too, back in the late 90s. About Simba's son.
Well, I don't know. Best movie sequel?
I guess what you think.
There's so many.
There's a lot of movie sequels, yes. Like I said, it's a very broad question. We can narrow it down to a specific genre or time period.
Okay, try that.
Like, best... Okay, which one? Time period or genre?
What do you think is the best movie sequel, Mark?
Of time period or genre?
Let's go with time period.
All right. What time period?
The 90s.
90s. Best movie sequel of the 90s.
Yes.
Is the topic at hand. Now, it's hard to say best because I probably didn't see every movie sequel of the 90s. But I think, and I think this is 90s, this is probably not the best, but one of my favorite movie sequels, and it was a 90s movie, was Bill and Ted's...
Dumb, Stupid, Waste of a Tape, Part 2.
Wow.
You don't remember?
The second Bill and Ted.
You don't remember that? What? When Dad recorded it and sent it to us here in Ohio, it said Bill and Ted's Dumb, Stupid, Waste of a Tape, Part 2.
Oh,
because
he didn't like it. Yeah, no.
I thought for sure you would get that.
I didn't. I don't remember that at all. But I think Bogus Journey was the second one. Excellent Adventure was the first one. But Bogus Journey, yeah, I thought was much better than, even better, I guess. Not much better, but even better than the first one. Because the first one was good. But Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey was the one in which they went to hell and they met the Grim Reaper. They met Station, those two weird creatures they convinced to come back with them from heaven. They went to heaven,
mm-hmm,
and got them. And then At one point, they were in the parking lot, you remember, and they ran into each other and smashed into one big station. Just, so they just turned two weird creatures into one big weird creature. And he built robot versions of Bill and Ted. And they battled the evil versions of Bill and Ted. You remember?
I barely remember.
And then they went to the future at a concert at the end, came back from the future at the same concert, all fucking, like, futured out with, like, long goatees and long... And, like, the Wild Stallions had finally made it in the future, and they were, like, rock gods and mm-hmm. shit. And just fucking rocked out with their cock out right there on stage, dude. Not with their cock out, okay. Literally. But that was a fucking great movie. Now, The Grim Reaper alone was a great fucking reason to love that movie. But Going to Hell was awesome. You got to see the pink fucking bunny.
Flitter.
You got to see...
Do it.
You made your little brother cry. And I love that. Emily's not here either. That was probably really fucking loud in the microphone.
You can adjust it and post it.
You made your little brother cry. And you get to see Alex Winter play his own grandmother, and she was creepy as fucking hell. You remember that?
No.
It was his birthday party, and he was like at the end of a really long table. She was at the other end, but she looked all huge and hunched over it. But he actually played, it was Alex Winter, the guy who played fucking Bill.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing the grandmother. And then he was all grandma'd out, had the prosthetics and shit on. It was so creepy. Like, his lips were all, like, wet and weird. And she had, like, fuzz on. Like, she had, like, a kind of a 5 o'clock shadow going on. And, like, it was just so creepy, dude. But it was so good. You got to see the devil and shit. Like, it was just so well done. And it still holds up to this day.
Okay, well, I think I might have thought of my favorite movie sequel of...
Oh.
If it was the 90s, it was the early 90s when they had part two.
Okay.
It might have been... It might have been late 80s, though.
I have an idea of what you're going to say.
What?
Is it a Western?
Part two wasn't, but part three was.
Oh, Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Young Guns 2. Because Young Guns 2 was great. Shit. I just thought of that. Young Guns 2 was amazing.
Fuck. You know what? I was going to say Back to the Future, the whole trilogy. But
is your favorite movie sequel of all time?
But yes, it was that fucking good that all three of them were my favorite sequel. But no, you're right. Young Guns fucking was awesome.
I don't know if that was 90s, though. I know the first one was probably late 80s, but the second one I think was like 91, 92.
Yeah. But yeah, Young Guns, that was... Fuck, I wasn't even thinking of that one. But Young Guns, you know what? Good. Yeah, it might have to be Young Guns.
It's unfortunate. Well, no, it's probably a good thing that Tombstone never got a sequel, but...
Tombstone was a great movie, too.
We just barely made it, sure. Young Guns was 1988. Young Guns 2 was 1990.
Woo! That was a close one. Favorite song sequel?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure was 1989. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, 1991. So, technically, we were both right in there.
Very, very close. Walter, I see you.
But what did you just say?
I said favorite song sequel.
Favorite song sequel? Is that even... Well, I guess... like. R. Kelly's probably the master of that, I would think. I don't know, a lot of bands, like Coheed and Cambria have, like...
Well, you said all their songs
like
tell...
Like Willing Well, tell Volume stories. 1, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So technically, like, those... Yeah.
I like them. I'm not as into them as you are, so...
But I don't even truly understand what you mean by a song sequel.
I was just talking.
Gotcha. What Batman movie out of all of the Batman movies that have come out?
Michael Keaton.
No, I'm not talking about Batman's. Michael, but apparently Michael Keaton's your favorite Batman?
No, Val Kilmer.
Are you really?
No.
No, but out of all the Batman's movies that have been made, you don't watch... the animated ones, so I guess we'll leave those ones out. But out of all the Batman movies that have been made, what is your favorite Batman movie? That's the Tim Burton ones, Batman Forever and Batman Robin, which are just go along with the Tim Burton ones, just a different director. There's the Dark Knight trilogy, all three of those movies, and then there's the new...
Can I go as far back as Adam West?
That's not a movie, but I'll count it.
Okay, Adam West was my favorite Batman.
Because he was so fucking gay.
And because now he's Family Guy.
Because that just rules out everything else. So, out of all the movies, what is your favorite Batman movie?
Is it Batman... Oh, my God. Was it Batman Returns... That was...
The Penguin?
It had the Penguin. It had Jim Carrey's The Joker.
No, that was Batman Forever. Penguin was Batman Returns.
Okay.
Batman Forever was Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face.
And yeah.
Jim Carrey as the Riddler.
I think that was my favorite.
Really?
Because... And the reason I said Jim Carrey as Riddler is because I do like Jim Carrey.
Wow.
So that might have to be my favorite movie.
Okay.
Out of the Batmans.
I am going... Dark Knight is very close second. Very close, because that is just such a fucking good movie. Just Heath Ledger as the Joker is enough to fucking make that movie amazing. But I am going to say Batman Returns, just because of how fucking dark it was. The Penguin wasn't anything like the Penguin, but it was so fucked up. Like, he bit a dude's nose off at one point in that movie.
Right.
He oozed black stuff. Like, I didn't like that it wasn't the Penguin, but at the time when it came out, I didn't fucking know that's not what the Penguin was. And it was just creepy and scary, but, like, still Batman. It was like...
Yeah. Well...
It was the most Tim Burton Batman movie I think he made. Which, out of the two.
And this is gonna sound silly.
The first one I liked... Jack Nicholson was good as the Joker, but it's really super fucking campy. And, like, a lot of it doesn't hold up to me. But the fucking soundtrack's amazing. It's all Prince. It's just so crazy. It's weird. Not only that, but... Michael Keaton was good as Batman, but he was a very weird Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in that one. At one point in the movie... He's like wielding a broken piece of glass or something, like, and saying, "You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts." Like, that's not fucking Bruce Wayne. You know what I mean?
Right.
But,
well, I think,
I guess, who do I don't fucking know Bruce Wayne, but go ahead.
I don't know. I think looking back on all of them, and maybe because, well, what is wrong with my fucking mouth today? It's maybe because. Yeah. Don't be a dick.
I'm just kidding. I just wondered if you heard it.
Yeah. the movie... Well, okay. See, when I watch a movie, it's kind of the same as, like, when I play a video game. Or, you know, just anything like that. I want to watch these things to be entertained... But I don't want to have to sit there and think about every single thing that's going on. I want to be able to watch it, enjoy it when it's done, say, that was a good movie. And then not have to sit and just analyze everything that happened so I can understand it.
Okay.
It's the same as, this is another reason why I hate video games anymore.
They want it to be like, you want the plot points to be blatant. You want to not have to even think about it. Just like almost, you can almost predict how it's going
to
end.
Yeah. I don't want to have to read too much into these things to enjoy them. I would rather just sit and enjoy them.
Okay.
For what they are, rather than have to, you know, wonder. Like the Batman with Jim Carrey, for example. It was funny. It was, in my opinion, it was still a good Batman movie. It wasn't nearly as serious and, like, scary is the word you used.
It was pretty.
As they are now. I could just sit back and enjoy it and watch it And when it was over. I knew what happened. I didn't have to read too much into it.
No, I understand. I understand. It was,
and
it
like
was,
I said, it's for me, it's the same with video games.
It was a lot simpler in depth than the two prior.
Right.
Which it shows a difference in the artistry of the directors, because Tim Burton had the first two, and then they gave it to Joel Schumacher, and everybody blames Joel Schumacher for ruining that franchise.
Yeah. Well,
because Batman Forever, I don't hate. I actually liked it a little bit. I liked Val Kilmer as I liked him as Batman. I kind of liked him as Bruce Wayne. I didn't like that they were. It was kind of like just the same guy. Not only that, but as Bruce Wayne, he just looked like a 90s guy. He had the big glasses and stuff, and he didn't look like Bruce Wayne. He just looked like a 90s kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Other than that, it was good. I liked most of that.
And
I forgot where I was
games.
Going with that.
I hate video games.
I love video games.
No, I hate video games.
But knowing... Why do you hate video games?
Well, I was just going to say I hate video games now because the same reason why I don't like sitting down and having to overanalyze movies.
Oh, okay.
I like video games like Super Mario Brothers, where you can just tune everything out.
Simple
and just
stuff.
Yeah, I like the simple video game.
Candy Crush and shit like that.
Candy Crush, Panda Pop.
But if that's the way you feel about movies and shit, you probably really like the new Batman vs. Superman movie. Because a lot of that movie, they don't explain shit to you. It's kind of just like, take it for what it is. And you'd probably love that. You'd probably really like it then.
When I get around to sitting down and watching it, because there again, I can get it on that Amazon Fire Stick. It's on there.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Cool.
I already found it. Just haven't had a chance to watch
it. There you go. I'm gonna.
But you can get on that Fire Stick. You can get brand new movies just released in the theaters too.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah, some of them
like
have.
I said, you're not incriminating.
Some of them have like Japanese subtitle.
I think you are,
but you know,
so you're getting the exact same shit you can get off the internet,
right? But with the convenience of just plugging it into my TV, typing in what I want, and it's there.
Gotcha.
I don't have to search through.
Well, hell, Miguel.
All kinds of files to find it.
Well, hell.
Well, hell.
He hell.
Yeah. What else you got in your big book of boo boos? I learned that my friend is joining a cult.
You learned that your friend is joining a cult?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a cult, but I looked into it. We talked about it earlier.
Oh, the Freemasons?
Yes. I don't know if it's a cult, but it's a little bit scary.
No, I know what you're talking
about. And, he's very serious about it, and if it is in fact what he is expecting to get out of it, then good for him, and I think it's great. But everything I've seen on the internet, it's kind of scary shit.
No, I was saying earlier, there's kind of like two different versions of it. There's a much higher up, very sinister, crazy version, but like most people from around here that aren't like fucking, like I'm saying, like running the world and shit with a shit ton of money and stuff, they're just kind of like local chapters of people who just like belong to something.
Right.
You know,
apparently there's three different levels.
Yeah, there's a third degree Mason or whatever.
Freemason. In the Freemason society, apparently there's three different levels. And he is at level 2 or whatever it is at this point. But I don't want to say too much because I don't want these sons of bitches coming after me and murdering me and my family. Because from what I've seen on the internet, it's a scary fucking group of people.
No,
you don't want to fuck with. And there are a lot of very rich, powerful people involved in the Freemasons. And
what is it?
It's some scary shit.
14 of our presidents.
Yep.
Were some degree Freemason.
Yep. Anybody knows anything about the Freemasons? Comment below, because I'm curious, but they scare the shit out of me.
Well, I mean, like, anything I know about him, I read on the internet or saw in a documentary or something. So just, like, I bet if you go on, there's Netflix documentaries and shit. You can probably get on that Fire Stick shit, just type in Freemasons. You'll find
there's
all kinds of shit.
The Discovery Channel, and that's, I was watching it. Discovery Channel had an hour and a half documentary on the Freemasons that...
Does your friend watch this?
I don't know. He might.
Oh. So he's going to hear all the shit you're saying.
But he might.
It's probably shit you already said to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was watching this documentary. It was from Discovery Channel. And they kind of give you both sides, and they tell you what is supposedly conspiracy theory, what is supposedly true facts, how it started, where it's at now, the higher-ups, the newbies, or whatever you want to call them, the... Mm. The
initiates,
yeah, and their like their process for initiation into it before you can become like actually be in this secret society,
yeah.
Which, like you said, anything that has to be considered a secret society is pretty scary anyway.
Well, it's just it can't be good,
right?
You know
but
what I mean?
One of my best friends has joined the Freemasons, and that's it's some scary shit. So I did learn that.
Like I said, if there's any like club I'm gonna join, it's either the fucking Justice League or the Avengers.
Right.
So, I mean, there's probably other groups I would join, but it's along those lines.
Or the He-Man woman haters.
No, something. I wouldn't do that. I love my ladies. Well, I love my lady.
I love. My lady, too. But some days are better than others with that, too.
I mean, everybody has their days, their moments, however you want to put it.
Or months.
Years. Divorces.
Fucking. Yeah. We'll start our own club, the He-Man Woman Haters.
No, I like my woman.
Okay.
I guess with that said, I like my woman, and... And that was Jay and Mark number 18. I hope it didn't disappoint. Again, I apologize. I think we were both pretty poorly prepared for this. Like
yeah.
I said, we've been very busy as of late.
But we just wanted to see you again.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going away. I'm sorry.
Yep.
If you want us to. But
yep.
We're here to stay.
Yep.
If you liked this and want to just hear the audio, mattarchermedia.bandcamp.com. You can get all the audio podcasts. We're on Facebook. Give us a like, maybe a share. Facebook.com/mattarchermedia.
Nope. You know what? Not maybe a share. Share this. Share this, some bitch.
Go for it. Why not?
Share the fuck out of it.
Yeah, there's another. We're on YouTube, obviously. That's where you're watching this. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe us to us on... YouTube. I do that every time. I say, oh.
And you know what might be a good idea? And if there's something that you want us to talk about, leave a comment.
No, we've said it before. Nobody seems to do it, but we still would enjoy it if you did. So please and thank you.
Maybe we should say that at the beginning. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, because I'm sure most people don't watch till the end. But if you did, thank you.
Thank
we
you.
We appreciate you.
And we love you.
Thank you so
Here,
much.
Hold my hand.
You probably sat through some ads to get this far, and we appreciate that. Thank you so much. We love you. Until next time.
Until next time. I am Mark.
I am Mark, and this is Jay, ladies and gentlemen. Poops.
Poops. You did it. You said poops.
I did say poops. That's what you said.